All right, let's go to Argentina now, where billboards have gone up with the familiar red, white, and blue Pepsi logo. But instead of Pepsi, it says Pexi. That's P-E-C-S-I. And on TV, ads explain what's going on.
El 24,333% de los argentinos no dice Pepsi, dice Pexi. Ellos también quieren ahorrar. Por eso ahora tienen Pexi.
Well, if you can't understand Spanish, or at least Argentinian Spanish, NPR's Bob Mondello is currently in Buenos Aires, so we asked him to explain how Pepsi became Pexi.
It's basically, if you can't beat 'em, join 'em. Pepsi has decided that since people in Buenos Aires have been ordering Pepsis at refreshment stands for decades, there's no real point in fighting them. On the billboards under the word Pepsi are Spanish words that mean freedom of expression or freedom of pronunciation. That's a freedom that folks in Buenos Aires take seriously. Porteños, as they're known, have been pronouncing things unlike the rest of the world for ages, even the rest of the Spanish-speaking world. For instance, Ys and double Ls, pronounced ya in Spanish from Spain to Mexico, are here pronounced sh. My last name, for instance, if I don't tell someone to pronounce it Mondello, is apt to come out Mondesho. So Pepsi it has been, and now Pepsi's saying, hey, call us anything you like, just drink it. Actually, Coke has a product that could have tried this same campaign. Here, when people say Sprite, they drop both the S sound at the beginning of the word and the T sound at the end and say Pry. There's also the fact that Spanish is a consistent language in terms of pronunciation, so folks here, having learned that the words like and strike have silent E's at the end, mostly assume that the famous shoe company is called Nike. Perfectly logical. If you say you want some Nikes, people send you to a shoe store. Pepsi, as always, will get you a bubbly beverage, though personally, I prefer Pry. In Buenos Aires, I'm Bob Mondesho.
Si tomas Pepsi, ahorras. Si tomas Pepsi, también.